In business news, how high tech is paying off for one railroad. When you watch a freight train roll by, it would be easy to think that you're watching something that technology hasn't touched. After all, the essentials, steel wheels on steel rails, are pretty much the same as they were 200 years ago. But high-tech tools are reshaping the railroad industry and are playing a big role in creating one of the most profitable periods the industry has enjoyed in decades. NPR's Jack Speer visited the headquarters of Norfolk Southern and has this report.
Inside Norfolk Southern's green glass headquarters building, there are models of trains, pictures of trains, and train memorabilia dating back a century or more to what many still think of as the golden era of railroading. Sitting in his office with a view of the Elizabeth River, the railroad's CEO, Wick Moorman, says visitors expecting to find a low-tech business are often surprised.
One of the things that I go around saying all the time is that railroads are inherently interesting because they are so complex.
Norfolk Southern has more than 21,000 miles of track, so making sure the trains run on time requires a lot of advanced technology.
I think people would be absolutely astonished.
Deborah Butler is a Norfolk Southern VP. She says they use four large mainframe computers and more than 1,000 servers to manage the rail line's far-flung operations. Combined with global positioning satellites and scanners, the system allows the railroad to keep track of its 195,000 locomotives and train cars and save money.
There are a lot of things you can do with GPS and communication modules on the locomotives, because you not only can see where the locomotive is, you can read the fuel level. So you can use that to make better decisions about where and when to fuel your trains.
And that's not insignificant. Norfolk Southern trains burn 40 million gallons of fuel a month. At a switching yard, rail workers move trains around. It looks chaotic with trains arriving and departing. Norfolk Southern's Brian Stanley is in charge here.
Far more technology now. You've got a computer, you've got radios. Right now, Danny, on that radio there, he has five radio channels. And then, of course, the bridge operator, he has screens that actually shows the blocks where trains are that he can keep up with from his computer screen.
In the old days, railroad workers used pencil and paper to schedule the arrival and departure of trains. Now, using logistics software, they can identify the best routes. The software shows not only where the trains are going, but which cars are running late or missed a connection, and what operators need to do to fix the problem. That's allowed the railroad to root out inefficiencies in its system. For instance, Norfolk Southern cut the time it takes to move a train from Birmingham, Alabama to Allentown, Pennsylvania by 2.5 days. Near the port of Norfolk, we board a gleaming new diesel locomotive for the short ride to the switching yard, one of 120 locomotives the railroad is scheduled to take delivery on this year.
25Q to bridge 5 over.
5 over.
14 cars. Conductor bowling. I'd like a run out the back gate, please.
Definitely through the back gate. Outline main line of West Junction. Single saxophone. Main city Coleman, please. Over.
Here he comes. 25Q, approach the distance to Chesapeake. We have to call our signals over the radio. And it's a good thing. That's one of the things I didn't particularly like when we first started. But really, it's a good thing. It lets other people know where you're at.
The 4,000-horsepower locomotive costs more than $1.5 million. It still requires an engineer, at least for now. John Hall, who goes by Big John, has been driving trains for 40 years. As we pull out, he says he's seen lots of changes.
Technology's come so far. All them little huts, there used to be operators in them. Technology.
He says to him, technology has been something of a mixed blessing.
There's so many jobs disappearing, I think maybe it's bad. Maybe it's good in a way they know where everybody's at.
Still doesn't drive itself, though.
No, but it will one day. It will.
50 years ago, about 1 million people worked for the U.S. railroads. Today, the number is around 160,000. But despite that decline, railroad workers today move far more freight and do it more efficiently than their predecessors. And the freight railroads are experimenting with even more sophisticated technologies, including a system that will let them control the speed of a locomotive remotely. So one day soon, maybe the trains will drive themselves. In his office, CEO Wick Moorman says prior to the industry's deregulation in 1980, many freight railroads weren't investing at anywhere near the levels needed. He says with business now booming, that's changed, with technology playing an increasingly important role.
We now manage the railroad in a different way than we used to, because some of the things that we always knew were important but really could not quantify, we can now quantify. You say, well, why wouldn't you have done that? And it turns out it's a more difficult thing than you would think. But we really have moved to being much more of a scheduled precision operation.
That investment is likely to continue. As West Coast ports become increasingly clogged, more goods are being brought to East Coast ports from Asia. That means more business for Norfolk Southern. The rail line plans to spend nearly $100 million to upgrade its line between Norfolk and Columbus, Ohio, a major Midwest distribution point. And it's not just railroads that are benefiting from the increased use of technology. Investors are also reaping the rewards. Norfolk Southern's first quarter earnings were up sharply. The railroad stock is up more than 85% over the past 2 years. Jack Spear, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.